Okay. All right, so last time we left off with the idea that Elokai Neshama doesn't start with a bracha because it's a bracha smuch lechaverta of the hamapil that we made the night before. Remember that?
Yeah.
Okay, it's because in the Gemara in Brachas where this is mentioned, it says, you say, when you go to sleep, you say hamapil, and when you wake up, you say Elokai Neshama. So it sounds as if, though, it's like one bracha right after the other. Obviously, there's a long night's sleep afterwards. Okay, so as far as Al Netilas Yadayim, since it's very much nogea to today, so there are a lot of different opinions in the poskim of what to do, and obviously the best thing is to hear someone else make the bracha, right? Because there are a number of poskim. There are more sites, a number of poskim. The Vilna Gaon says that even if you're up all night, you have to wash your hands with a bracha in the morning. Right?
Why are these first two brachas then that we say not an interruption of the hamapil to Elokai Neshama?
Yeah, it's obviously you can't say Elokai Neshama just waking up without washing your hands.
Right. But you can wash your hands without saying a bracha.
Yeah.
Or
okay.
Not. I never understood that. Like saying Al Netilas Yadayim.
So you said Modani Lefanecha already. So that's your
right.
Thank you God for my life. So yeah. Looks in the Gemara like Elokai Neshama is the first thing you're saying. Because as you go to sleep, you say Hamapil, you wake up, you say Elokai Neshama. But then the post can say, well, yeah, you don't want to say Elokai when I have to go to the bathroom. And I'm, you know, who doesn't have to go to the bathroom when you wake up, right?
Right.
So, yeah, that's the Indian. Okay. So if you look, it says, look at the top lines of Tridi. Hayon Ne'er Kol Halayla. Nachon lechatchila sheyaset tzracha v'yishav shev, v'oz yischayev lechulei alma levarach berachas netilas yadayim, v'chakach yivarach berachas asher yotzar. So that's obvious. This is the Siddur Vilna. He says that you should make the bracha, even if you're up all night, you make that bracha. However, since there are a number of poskim, and he says lechulei alma, that's just not right. It's not l'chulei alma. There's some plenty of poskim that say that the guy who's up all night should listen to someone else. That's the hachra'ah. Some people say that you shouldn't make a brach at all. All right. Let's see. What if you're up all night and it's time to daven? Everyone's getting ready to daven, right? And when you daven in the morning, you either say this you, most people say at home still, right? Before you get to shul. But you just didn't go to the bathroom. You went at 3 o'clock in the morning. And you didn't drink, and you don't have to go to the bathroom. How can you say that? Of course you don't say this bracha if you didn't go to the bathroom. Mm-hmm. Are you with me? Right?
Yep.
V'lo asa trachav, and you didn't go to the bathroom. L'fidasa yeshomrim shemevi harama b'simen dalot sif aleph yochol avorech asher yotzar u'mesayim shekein nohagu. Still say asher yotzar. Daf v'lo asa trachav yochol avorech u'mishn buruk hasav sharotze listalek min hasafek yoser tov shiyase trachav v'oz yivorech. Okay, up all night. Go to the bathroom. You know, when you go to the bathroom, you can always, you know, it's always a little bit your business to do there.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay, so, I would have thought the simpler thing is to just. Well, that's easy on Shavuos when someone's up there saying all those words. But what if you're alone? This guy's alone. He doesn't have anyone else to be motzi him.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So, which bracha should we definitely say if we're up all night tomorrow? Out of the beginning brachas?
I would say none.
None.
I would say no, because when it comes to brachas, even if I have someone as powerful as the Vilna Gaon who says, yes, make an Al Netilas Yadayim, the achra of the later achronim is that
Shel Berlin and say amen.
Listen to someone say amen.
Hmm.
I don't think it's neitzah to wash Netilas Yadayim for bread. You haven't davened yet. Okay. Now, what's the kavana of the bracha? There's a beautiful Tosfos in the end of brachas, but there's also a book on this. Someone wrote a book on Asher Yotzer. Right? So, the Tosfos concentrates on the word bechochma, Asher Yotzer Sodom bechochma. You think that they knew the whole extent of it, the circulatory system and the respiratory system and all these various systems that need to grow, that need to run. You say about 50 billion of them, right? And different things that have to go properly in order for your eyes to still work and your your pinky to feel this if you're what you're doing now, and you know we're not cognizant of them, of course. So that's the chokhmah that you know, when you look at the human condition, and to think that that this is all just happened by accident. So it's yetzira. The bria is God created the stuff from the earth to make man, but then he was yotzer, he fashioned it. Ki yotz ki chomer b'yad hayotzer. Sound familiar? The prayer we say on Yom Kippur. That's based on the nevuah in Sefer Yirmiyahu in chapter 18. Okay, uvaravom nikovim chalulim chalulim. There are all kinds of pores and holes, right? If you rub in something here, you're drinking. Okay.
What's with the double lashon?
It means that there are a lot of them. This is exactly the lashon in the Gemara. Gemara tells you what should you say when you go to the bathroom.
Mm.
And I think it's word for word what we say. There's very little nusach change in this. Most all the others, there's some kind of word that changes in the Gemara, Ashkenazim, Sephardim. Right? Galuy v'yadu lifnechi sechev odecha. We know that you know, and you know that we know. The ones that are supposed to be open are closed, and the ones that are supposed to be closed are open. Like what happens to us when we're born? Right? Something gets closed at the navel that was open before, and then something gets open in this mouth that was closed before. Right? Okay. Okay, so if Charlie scammed the mother from the now, some say at that point afilu shah echas. You understand that? Because that's in the Gemara, and it's in the printed text of the Gemara. Afilu even 1 hour. Yeah. So the thing is that you find in the Gemara that there are parentheses. So some have it, some don't.
Oh, okay.
So I like to say it because it's true. We couldn't last in even an hour if things weren't going well. It's an acknowledgement on our part that I don't just call out to you, God, when things aren't going well. I want to acknowledge that things when things do go well. In fact, one of the first things I tell candidates for Geiris is start saying Ashu Yatzar today. Here it is. It's transliterated. Translated. Start today. Right. And Baruch Atah Hashem Ofecho Basar Umafli La'asos. There's different opinions in the Gemara about how to end this bracha. So if Papa say they're all good, let's incorporate all of them. Right. He does that a few times in Maseches Brachas. Okay, Imayon Er Kol Alayla. Again, if we're up all night, Nachon Sheishma Me'acher Berchas Alakai Neshama. Now, what's interesting is that he finally gets around to saying that here, right? Down here, but that's what the Hachros Haposkim is on this endless. Okay, got it. That if you're up all night, you should better to hear this pasuk. This bracha from another person as well as the others. Hamavarich echavein lahotzio, and the person making the bracha, well, duh, if it's on Shavuos and it's a shliach tzibur, that's what he's doing. When you're up there, you have an obligation. You're a shliach. Shlucho shalodim kemosa. Those people are relying on you. Right? Of course, you have to have in mind to be motzi them. And he's also mechavin that he should himself be yotze, because you can't fulfill someone else's obligation to do something unless you yourself are being motzi. So there's a very obvious question. The Rosh in the third parak in Brachas asks on this. So how can we say kol hayotza motzi? You hear what I'm saying? Why can't the woman blow shofar for me? Because she's not chayav. So how can a man who already blow shofar for someone else? He's also pater from shofar.
Right. But a woman never had the obligation to begin with.
Right. So you can start to get the lumdus. It's either shlichus, maybe it's shlichus. If it's shlichus, at least you have to have some element of chiyuv. It could be mitam arevus, kol Yisrael arevim zebazeh.
But then you've got that same question on Shavuos morning of somebody who didn't...
He slept, probably.
Who stayed up all night, says the bracha.
No, someone who slept has to say that bracha.
I know what I'm saying, though. It's like, it's on Rosh Hashanah, somebody already heard shofar, and they're blowing shofar, that's okay. But somebody who stayed up all night can't say the morning bracha.
That's correct, because he is not even in the parsha of chiyuv.
But neither is the person who already blew shofar.
So it would be like, let's say... I took a bite of an apple, and you can't make a bracha for whatever reason, you can't move your mouth, so you can be yotzei, right? But I have to take a bite of the apple. If I then say, well, he can't eat either, so let me just say the bracha again for him. No, can't do that. You see it?
Yeah.
Isn't the same thing with the
If that the post can say you should not do. If you're already yotzei and havdalah, you should not make havdalah again for someone else. Now, with respect to kiddush, there's a difference between kiddush and havdalah. Is pashut ma'od? Is that we don't need multiple times of getting out of Shabbos. Once you say I'm avdi makodesh l'chol, then that's with a kos at least. You make a bray paragafen. You say I'm avdi makodesh l'chol, and it says an iser malacha. Now you have to go home and make havdalah, which is an iser a heter achila, right? But making kiddush, you can go around making kiddush for a number of people, but you have to drink the wine each time.
Yeah, I've seen some people in the hospital itself.
They'll go from room to room?
I'll refrain from doing the havdalah in the hospital because I'm going to be doing it for my wife when I come home. Right. But I've seen people said
multiple havdalah.
You know, a woman comes down later and says, can you do this for my husband after they were already yotzei?
And he makes havdalah again for them.
Yeah.
So, see, there's another issue is that one is b'makom suda, so it becomes part of your suda. The other one is not a din in suda. If people are doing it, I'm sure they're instructed to do it. In that case, as long as they drink some of the wine, to see the maisa. Because for yourself, I'm very makbid not to be yotzei and shol, and not, because I'm going home to make havdalah at home. Here's what I think it is. Because push comes to shove, yes, you can make havdalah 20 times. The difference is that if I go home with a shemetz that maybe I was already yotzei and havdalah, right? Then we should break protocol at home and let the people who were at home make havdalah for themselves. No, they want their father to make havdalah. So. You know what I'm saying? So in that case, enechinami. If I was already yotzei, I mean, the people in the hospital could also make their own havdalah.
Some people can, some people can't.
That's the answer. The people who can't, now the shlichus kicks in and the ravus kicks in. But then the question is, why is that different? Why a woman is also called Yisrael, the raven, zebozeh? But that, then what you said before kicks in also, is that in order to be a shliach for someone, you have to be within the parsha. I can't make a goy a shliach for me to remove challah because he's not in the parsha of removing challah, right? So that's the difference. Okay, the Rosh says a drush out of it. He says that kol od that you know a Jew who didn't make kiddush, you're not yotzei. There's a little piece of you that's not yotzei. That piece can help be motzi, even though you made kiddush already a few times. Kolod that you know a Jew didn't make kiddush, didn't make havdalah. There's a chiyuv in you. Beautiful, beautiful point. It's a really a beautiful point of Arevus. It's a good tshuva kind of drasha.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just finish the introduction here. Right, so you should be mechavin latzeis. I'm just going to finish this one line. Okay. Right? Im lo birech birchas elokan neshama benizkar achar shispal tefilas yudches enem avarech od lachar tefila v'kiven shamar birchas mechaya meisim hu domel machzer neshamos v'kiven beferish birchas v'nem onatar she'enu rotza liftor atzma birchas elokan neshama az yachol avarech l'chol yam achar tefila. We said this halacha already. We said this with respect to birchas haTorah and bracha before kriyat shema. That if you missed elokan neshama, if you never say everything, obviously you're always saying, I don't remember saying this again. I've been a Davin Shmon Esrei already. So the guy, if you realized it after davening, so you're Yotzei in the second Baruch of Shmon Esrei. This is a rare case. Where did the guy remember that he forgot the Lukai Neshama? Right before saying the second Baruch, because that's, he remembered before saying the second Baruch, but after he would normally say Lukai Neshama. If you remembered during Pesukim Dezimah, say it there. You know what I'm saying? You could see, you can make up a lekana shama in different places.
Right.
Just once you said Baruch Hu, mistama not.
Is there a zman to say a lekana shama? Can you say it anytime?
Before you daven shachars.
Just before shachars.
Yeah, because once you daven shachars, you say the second bracha. Right. You yotze.
I see.
Now he's what he's plumbed this was that if when you're saying the second bracha, you remember, oh, I didn't say a lekana shama. So when you and I still want to say it. So when you say that, but the tikkun is you know you don't say bracha. There it's obviously not in Brachas Mukhal Chaverta because he's saying it not in its place. So anyway, that's the stop here. If you, while saying the second book, you say, I'm not Yotzei L'Kan Neshama, then you don't say it.